Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
9:46, 14 till 10. Somebody texted in and said, Tommy, I watched the JFK funeral on all three broadcast networks in 1963. Yeah, we've come a long way. That's from Sam. Well, Sam, I got to tell you, if you put on a cable network somewhere, or streaming service, you can watch that same JFK funeral. They're still showing it. Ollie Cosell joins us right now, a credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. Good morning, Ollie. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy, and I'm a little worried. You're talking about funerals, and now we're talking about the Pelicans.
Yeah, I guess. Pelicans with their fifth loss in a row last night against the Lakers. Let's talk about that game and Zion, then we'll move on. I know one NBA writer has opined that it's a hamstring with Zion. He reacted very badly when it happened, as though he knew it was not a simply thing, I guess, a simple thing maybe, or a quick thing. Maybe I'm supposing a lot of stuff there. What do you know? What are you hearing?
Yeah, the rumor in the grapevine is that it indeed is a hamstring. He tweaked it on his last score over Anthony Davis, where he got his 40th point, and immediately asked out of the game. Willie Green didn't divulge anything, you know, publicly to the press, but like I said, that's the word. He's going to get imaging done today. But I will say, I saw him with my own eyes leave the arena walking normally, and he was smiling. So you didn't get the sense that he felt like his season was over.
You did or did not?
No, I did not get the sense at all. I think there's still optimism. So it's not something that, you know, we're fearing is going to be, you know, some kind of long-term issue like he normally struggles with.
He's got 48 hours, I guess, to get ready. Five games in a row at home they've lost. But they've beaten the Kings five times so far this season, who they will play Friday night in about 48 hours, maybe a little bit more. Is that right? Maybe one night. Anyway, it's Friday night. They've beaten the Kings five times. How hard is it to beat a team six times?
Well, normally teams at the most play each other in the regular season
four times, yeah.
Right? But yeah, because the in-season tournament, it made it five. Now we've got the plan to make it six. So it's unheard of. But look, the Pelicans have had their number for one reason alone. Sacramento is not a good defensive team, and they did not match up well against the Pelicans. And the Pelicans have beaten them without, you know, having some guys at times. Zion missed a game. Brandon missed a game. CJ missed two. So they've scored average-wise 120 points per game against the Kings. So that just shows you they have the firepower and the talent to beat this team. But, you know, you almost have to, right, just forget about those games, because this is a one-game playoff type of scenario. It's just like March Madness, so anything can happen. So that's where your worry is, right? Kings, you feel like, are due. And if they just get hot shooting to the three, just like the Pelicans could not last night, right? Had they just made a few shots, they beat that Laker team. So it really, I'm not thinking about what they've done in the past. They just got to get it together, win that game.
Yeah, when you talk about if they make some shots, they win. C.J. McCollum, Trey Murphy. I mean, it just happens, right? You can't make everything you put up. You can't, how do you really go back and diagnose anything like that or fix it?
Yeah, you really can. You look at the way the offense was run. Were they good shots? Were they good shots for the players you want taking them? And I thought for a large part, it was much better than what we saw, right, to end the regular season against the Lakers. So had Zion just gotten any help from anybody, Tommy, right? He was spectacular. First postseason game to put up 40 points. And if he just had, you know, Brandon Ingram, for instance, he made a couple of shots early, didn't hear from him the rest of the game. CJ couldn't get it going all game. And it was really Jose Alvarado coming off the bench with Zion, and then Trey made a few shots late that, you know, led to a couple ties down the stretch. You just feel like if Zion stays healthy, if a few of those threes go down. And I can't forget this. The Lakers shot double the amount of free throws. That's just something that doesn't sit well with me either. And it didn't sit well with Willie Green. But like I said, now you don't have to face the Lakers. Now it's the Kings, the team you've had a lot of success with. So hopefully, maybe at least mentally, that'll help them in the confidence department, because they didn't look that confident against the Lakers in this two-game stretch.
You would think they'd feel pretty confident going in against the Kings, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I even heard De'Aaron Fox after last night's win against the Warriors, watching it on TNT. They asked him, you guys have never beaten the Pelicans this season, right? You're 0-5. And he's like, yeah, that's a major hurdle for us. So they're going to come into this game knowing they haven't beaten them. And if they get off to a slow start, I'm sure those demons will crop up. That's why it'll be important, most important for the Pelicans. Get off to a strong start. Have them start thinking about what's happened earlier this year.
So if they win, then they'll play the Thunder, I think it is. And in a way, it works out better. Sunday the 27th, I think, is the date.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Absolutely, yeah. It'll be, I believe it would fall on the 21st.
21st. But,
yeah, Tommy. Yeah, the Thunder is a much better matchup, right? The Denver Nuggets, they're the reigning champs. They have the best player, people think, over the last few years in Nikola Jokic. That's just a team that you don't have an answer for in defending that guy. And plus, he's surrounded by a fantastic supporting cast. I mean, that team dismantled the Lakers 4-0 in the last postseason.
He's the one who wanted to go home early, right?
Part of them.
Didn't he want to go home early?
I'm sorry?
The player you're talking about. He wanted to go home early, right? He didn't want to stick around for the parade. I remember that, right?
Right, yeah. Nikola Jokic isn't about the parades and celebrations. He wants to get home to his horses over in Europe.
So the 27th would be their first home game, and that coincidentally would coincide with Jazz Fest and Zurich Classic, so a lot going on. But they do match up a lot better against the Thunder than they do the Nuggets.
Right. They beat the Thunder once this year, and in previous years, Herb Jones, Dyson Daniels have done a splendid job on their best player, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And it's a team that doesn't have size, right? The Lakers gave the Pelicans some problem with their size, but you're not going to have that issue with OKC, who play one of the smallest lineups. They can get beaten easily in the rebounding department. That's where you would hope the Pelicans' Zion would feast, right? They just like to get out in transition, force turnovers, score easy buckets, a lot like the way the Pelicans play. So like I said, I like this matchup if Zion's healthy, right, if he can play. We've got our fingers crossed today. Hopefully we'll get good news.
So I'm just thinking about the time frame here. The first game would be the 21st. If Zion's got a hamstring, and if they can get past the Kings without him on Friday night, you think, or if that comes to that? Here's what I'm trying.
Yeah,
here's
I
what's going through my head.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying, Ollie? Give him a little bit of time to rest up for the Thunder series. Of course, if they don't win, they don't have a Thunder series. So I guess it'll be a game-time decision, see how he's feeling.
Right. Without a doubt, I think Zion's going to play if he feels like he can go. So if he's at 85%, doesn't fear it's a re-injury type of situation, he'll play. So but if he cannot, then yeah, so all bets are off. And then you hope one of Brandon Ingram or CJ McCollum can step into that lead role, give you 30 points, lead the team. Because they've done it, like I said, against Sacramento earlier this year.
And that's the other question I have. When it comes to somebody like Trey Murphy, he can always get hot, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think one of these guys, CJ or Trey, because of these last two games, are due, right? They normally don't go weeks in slumps. These guys usually they're amongst the best three-point shooters in the league. So, yeah, you would think that one of them could at least get it going.
Thank you, Ali. I appreciate your time. Go Pelicans Friday night. Let's hope they beat the Sacramento Kings for the sixth time. Ali Cosell, a credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. We'll take a break, find out what Newell's got planned when we come back on WWL.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.